Another job, the Brantwood Culvert Rehabilitation Project. Another area in town that came up, it's over on Brantwood, it's off of Oneida Street, off of Forest. There was a storm drain, a culvert underneath Brantwood that was severely degraded. It was deteriorated to the point where it was plugging, causing overflows. And the landowner, at the same time, happened to have a major amount of yard torn up at the similar time, and he gave us access to it. It's a 200-foot length of 36-inch corrugated metal pipe. This job was able to be designed, put on the street, bid, and completed within 2 months. It's been an outstanding success story. And what we basically did is we slip-lined the existing 30-inch concrete and 36-inch metal pipe with a, believe it or not, a much smaller 29-inch high-density polyethylene pipe, similar to a gas main. And we get a 15% hydraulic increase in hydraulic performance. I have some really nice pictures. The project was designed and bid on a short turnaround. The low bidder was Central New York Construction. It was completed on time. Actually, it was completed ahead of schedule. They have till the middle of December to finish it, and they have already demobilized and left the site a week and a half ago. The low bid price was $81,515. There was an unforeseen condition, which I'd be happy to explain later, which resulted in a change order of $8,200, extra 2 days of field effort. And then we received a $300 credit on the base bid because of an unused contingency item. The total cost of the project was $89,415. And our estimate to do the job had been $94,000. So not only were they below the estimate, but they were also only less than 10% above the price. Yes, sir.
Mr. Nichols, you indicated there was a change order to the original bid. Could you clarify what that change order and the amount of $8,200 was for?
Sure. The change order, I'd be happy to even go over this with you. The pipe was televised before the job started, and they started at the Brantwood end and were only able to go 67 feet into the pipe. Because the corrugated metal pipe was so deteriorated, the mapping agency could not send their camera into it any further. The bottom of the pipe was gone, and they could not send their machinery into it. So we started at the other end and came up the pipe from the woods up, and they were only able to go 40 feet. I said there's a 200-foot length of pipe. They went 60 one way, 40 the other. There's 100 feet in the middle that were unable to be cameraed. Turns out in that 100 feet, as Murphy's Law would have it, there was a bend that was unable to be negotiated with the piping system that we were using. We were using a fairly flexible pipe that can negotiate bends, but this was a substantial bend, which resulted in, instead of finishing the last 24 feet of culvert by pushing it, we ended up having to open excavate through the yard, and to a major delay. Could have been a delay and a lot of extra work on the part of the contractor. And we did review the tapes, and so I'd be happy to show that to anybody.
Mr. Nichols, is it true that part of this $8,200, if not all of it, pertains to property damage done as a result of the contractor specifically tearing up a sprinkler system or something to that effect?
No, sir, that was more of a site restoration issue, and that had nothing to do with it. This was to 2 days of, we're talking a 20 by 30 foot open excavation in a person's front yard, 13 feet deep, which is a major excavation by any stretch of the imagination. It was easily a 2 day extra effort, not foreseen by me, not foreseen by the contractor, and there's no way to, it was an absolutely unforeseen field condition, and it was a justified cost. We reviewed it before it was approved. Mr. Cleveland and I both looked at this and studied it, and came to the point where I recommended it, and he was able to get it approved.
So what you're saying, this has nothing to do with contractor negligence?
No,
with regard
no, no,
to the $8,200.
No way, absolutely not. Okay. There was a huge excavation required in the job that previously had no excavation planned. The job was finished. Everybody, the landowners were happy with the workmanship. We did not end up tearing out their driveway like I was afraid we would. And we have a 15% increase in hydraulic performance. A couple pictures. Just as important as increasing the flow capacity of this pipe was fixing this outfall. What was happening, this pipe originally came out of the Highlands and had a 6-foot drop, a 36-inch pipe with a 6-foot drop. And what ultimately happened with that is it created tremendous velocity and hauled a lot of bed load downstream to the next culvert down. And one of the major primary focuses of this job was to fix that outfall area so that when the water came out of the pipe, it hit hard surfaces, it was able to be spread, dissipated, slowed, so that the bed load was reduced, the bed load capacity of that culvert flow. These are a few job photos. You can see that excavator in the backyard of this home going down into that ravine. It was kind of dicey at times. The upper left shows the initial work in the people's front yard. We had to avoid water main, we had a gas main, and then not only that, we had a very complex sprinkler system to try to work around and minimize damage to. So we ended up having to surface excavate. The lower left is the new pipe being put in from the surface in the front yard of this home. And the lower right is a picture of the pipe that came out. You can see the bottom of that pipe is up. It unzipped, it was just totally gone. My estimation, that pipe probably had less than 2 or 3 years left before it totally collapsed. Some more photos. This is the front yard of the home. There was a very nice yard. I think if we were to do this to anybody else's yard, you'd appreciate the job that was done here. That's the upper left. The upper right is a picture of that stabilized outfall. The pipe being in that dark spot in the center. You can see we used the extra heavy stone construction so that when that high velocity water hit it, it didn't go anywhere. It's just all it does is slow down, splash, spread out, and then hits the creek bed with some normal velocity. And then the lower center picture there is the up gradient where we tried to push the pipe the first time. Turns out the concrete pipe under Brantwood has about 3 bends that were unable to be negotiated. So we had to, that pipe was in good shape. It was in good, stable structural condition. So we were able to pull the plastic out of there without doing any damage. And then we just restored the pipe in its existing condition. So that was the Brantwood culvert rehab. The Jubilee Estates Detention Project. Jubilee Estates Detention, for those of you who don't know, is a major, major